Advance Australia Fair was composed nearly 150 years ago, and it's been the country's national anthem since 1984, when it replaced God Save the Queen, another piece of its colonial history. The second line of the song in the older version refers to Australia itself when it says, "For we are young and free." That fits if you date the country from when Captain James Cook landed there in 1770. But as with Cook's travels to Hawaii, despite the use of the word discovery, there were, of course, native people already there. In Australia's case, for tens of thousands of years, according to estimates of archaeologists. So the new version of the anthem changes "For we are young and free" to "For we are one and free." The leader of the state of New South Wales suggested the change earlier in 2020, and Prime Minister Scott Morrison says it reflects Australia's multiculturalism and recognizes that our national story is drawn from more than 300 national ancestries and language groups. Morrison made the announcement yesterday, effective today. And while it surprised many, the move is getting support across political lines, with the head of the main opposition party saying Australia should be proud of the fact that we have the oldest continuous civilization on the planet right here with First Nations people. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.